In fact, the real name is the far side of the moon, because the dark side implies that it is not lighted by the sun, which is false. The moon is always half illuminated by the sun, just like the Earth. The far side is because we don't see it from Earth. The moon turns around the Earth, and while it is doing that, it turns around itself at the same for the same moment, around 1 month. That's why we only see the visible side. So the first time humanity saw the far side was with the first probes around the moon. And after, the first men who saw the far side were, of course, the astronauts of the Apollo program. And now it is the first time that we land on the moon, on the far side.
On the far side. So the Chinese lunar probe, what is interesting about this particular feat for the scientific community? Why is it so interesting?
Well, we scientists think that the far side is you have access to older surface terrain. Geologically, it's a sort of testimony of the condition when Earth formed. So it's a voyage in the past.
Ah, so it could provide more knowledge even about Earth, in fact.
Yes, exactly, because knowing the moon is knowing the Earth as it was 4 billion years ago. The future of moon exploration is, of course, better understand the moon, how it formed. There is, of course, theories. Main is that the moon formed because of an impact on Earth, and the moon is a part of Earth that have been put out with the impact. So studying the moon is studying a piece of Earth 4 billion years ago. But after, we can go farther, we could understand a lot of things. For example, the far side of the moon is protected from the radio emission from Earth. So you could do a very interesting astronomy with radio telescopes on the far side of the moon.
Is that part of the Chinese project? What are they hoping to carry out with their exploration?
Well, on the lander, the Chinese lander, there is an experiment about radio astronomy. So perhaps they are trying to do what they could do in the future. But also, as a Chinese space program is thinking about putting men and women on the moon. In the long term, more than 10 years probably, but because on the lander you do have biological experiments. And so they will try to see how biology reacts to the environment of the moon, especially radiations.
Is it true that they will carry out some botanical studies, such as growing tomatoes or potatoes? Is that what I read?
Yes, that's a biological experiment, because it's not to see how you could harvest on the moon. It's to see how the living can react to radiations.
Now, the lunar probe landing was reasonably difficult, I believe. There were many technical challenges. Can you explain a couple of those?
Yeah, the main challenge is that you don't have direct radio transmission from the far side of the moon toward the Earth. Because when you are on the far side of the moon, you have the entire moon between you and Earth. So they put before a relay communication satellite. And the landing was completely automatic. You cannot do it from Earth. The lander was completely automatic, and that's a big achievement. That means that the lander had cameras looking at the surface and taking decisions to avoid, for example, big boulders or craters. So that's really an achievement.
Because the surface of the far side of the moon is quite rugged, is that right? It's quite mountainous?
Yes, but you can find quite soft terrain to land. Everywhere on the moon, you can have a big boulder. So you have to develop this automatic process. And that's a very high technologic one.
Now, this is obviously a big step forward for the Chinese in the space race, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, in the previous year, China has done more launches than United States of America. In fact, China has been the first country in number of launches, 39. So China is already a big space power, but now it's want to be a big scientific space power. And it's very important for the geostrategy. China wants to be a country that is not doing only cheap things. She wants to do high technology because China needs this for its economic development.
And do you think that the Chinese have any plans with other countries to have some cooperation? Do you think, because it seems that other countries have not been so interested in the far side of the moon, perhaps they will want to increase their cooperation with China?
Yes, they won't, because they will have a diplomatic weight, which will be very important. For example, on this mission, they do have already a scientific cooperation with Germany and with Sweden for two experiments. So you see, it's really growing up, and China is preparing its next space station. And they have already said very officially through the United Nations that they are willing to have experiments from other countries in their space station.
So it looks like they're definitely pushing ahead with this particular project, and they actually have another launch planned, I think, for later this year for the far side of the moon?
Yes, not necessarily for the far side, perhaps the visible side. And the goal will be to take samples on the moon and bring back them to Earth. This has already been done, but China wants to do it by itself to show what it is capable of, to show that China is no longer the country of cheap things. She wants to say, we are now the country of high technology.